Hey, what's good, everyone? This is Rich, and I'm here with Wim, and this is Q&A. So this is the segment where we answer your questions from the various platforms. So if you have questions for us that you'd like to have featured on the show, potentially, you can email us at info@paychecksandbalances.com or via ask.fm/paybalances. So if you do ask something the anonymous route via ask.fm, just be respectful. That's all that we ask. What's going on, fam?
Trying to get ready for the work week so I can work on my paychecks and balances. But other than that, life is good, actually. Life is really good, actually. Nah, it was a good weekend. It was such a good weekend that I had to, you know, raise my voice when I said it. It was a good weekend. You know how it goes.
I was going to say that's a different level of excitement from you. Like, I was like, oh, you know, his voice even went up a little bit. He must have had a really good weekend.
It was. Things fell into place. It was a productive one. I had some things that I needed to get done, and I didn't get them all done, but I did some of the things that were higher up on the priority list.
Isn't that a beautiful feeling?
Moral and small victories are still victories.
Yes, they are. So let's jump into the questions for this week. So it looks like we have one we're going to do from ask.fm and then jump into another that we received from email.
So I don't know what tone to read this in, so I just gonna use my regular voice this week. In the middle of a job search, looking for more money and more responsibility, and we can relate, and just found out that my dad is sick. Sorry to hear that. Probably need to travel often to help with doctor's visits and treatment. Should I put my search on hold or decline offers or take the job and then slowly reveal my situation?
Yeah, this is one of those complex situations, and also sorry to hear that. I too have dealt with the sick parent thing, and I know how taxing that can be. But there's a few things to think about, and I'm reading the question again. So I'm not sure if this person is employed now, but if you're employed now, maybe it would be a good idea to just kind of stay in the stable role that you have as opposed to trying to transition to a new role and having a really rocky start. And yes, that would mean putting the job search on hold, but there's kind of a couple of things that you have to balance. And one is your sanity. And so how you're going to feel when you're thinking about tackling this new job where you're trying to come up to speed on something while you're also dealing with something personal. And then also on the employer side, if you go to a new job and you're slow to start and you constantly have to be out of the office, then the employer is going to start wondering, did we make the right decision by bringing this person on board? Like, this isn't what we expected at all. Now, of course, family things shouldn't be a factor in whether a company hires you or not. It's actually illegal for that to be the case. But just imagine you bring somebody on board. You think they're going to be available. You have 3 months of project work for this person to do that you're already thinking about, that you're ready to train them on. And then a week into the job, the person has to be gone the 1 to 2 weeks for something that they knew was ongoing. You're not going to feel too good about that. So in some ways, an unfortunate family incident can also burn bridges, which is kind of messed up. But I'd say if you have something stable already, you probably want to stick with it. What are your thoughts about this one?
Yeah, I think in this scenario, I'm going to have to agree with you, as you said, the assumption that they have gainful employment right now for some of the same reasons. If you do have gainful employment right now, you can actually use that to your benefit. You may have time leave on the books. Even if you do not, just them knowing you and knowing the situation that you're either going through or just even they don't know the specifics, they'll be more familiar with your work ethic, and you being out of the office won't be. I guess they won't question you being out of the office if you demonstrated that you're a good, loyal, and reliable employee from the past. And as far as new employer goes, what I wrote down, I mean, and I think we're dealing with, you know, there's the in practice versus the in reality scenario. But what I wrote down is someone shared with me the first 90 days rule. Even for the presidency, they have the first 100 days. And generally the rule is, you know, that first 90 days sets you up for failure or success at your new company. And it has a very strong indicator or dictate what your career path and role will be within that company. Put simply, you can either become part of the problem or part of the solution. And even in those first impression of that first 90 days. So if you have employment now, I'm kind of leaning towards Rich's recommendation that you stay where you are, ride this out. And it might even, as he said, be a benefit to you personally and mentally to ride this out until you figure out the final solution and next steps.
Yeah. And so if you're in a situation where you're not employed and you know that you're going to continuously be out, of course, you have to go with it. You have to go on interviews, wear your best face. You want to line something up. And you probably also want to inquire about when they'd be looking for this person to start. You know, because there are some companies where they may post a role and they may not expect that person to join for 2 or 3 months, or there's a last date that they can have someone join by without having any other type of impact on the business. So you may be able to find something. The other thing that you could look at, and this is without knowing anything about your background, maybe something in the contract world. So maybe you're doing assignments or you're in a type of role that allows you more flexibility. Maybe you should look at more of a part-time type of position. You know, so there are some other things you can do there. And of course, I don't know anything about your financial situation. So, of course, it's hard to be doing all of these things for family while your funds are also running low in the process. But I would say if you are in a situation where you really need to get back to work, you can look at something that's more part time or some type of contract where it's shorter assignments that will allow you to be out of town or be where you need to be more often.
One other thing that I would share and I just thought of is, one of the reasons you're looking for the job, you say here, is looking for more money. So we don't have context for what that more money is, but we have talked about, you know, I shared on the At Pay Balances timeline, you can give yourself a raise and you might want to revisit your budget and see during this window, is there places where you can cut expenses? Is there something that you could cut out that would at least temporarily give you more income that isn't necessarily another job? So it might be a time to revisit the budget. There may be line items, if you will, or items in there that you might be able to reduce. And that can be that quote unquote pay bump during this time when you're not getting an actual another form of employment.
Agreed. And looking at this again, I'm glad you mentioned what's in parentheses there, because if you're looking for more money, probably now you're in a stable situation where you get your income to go the length that it needs to go. And so if you can stay there and continue to get that until things get settled with the family situation, then that's another reason, you know, because you've lived off of this versus, you know, you go out there and you try and do something else and it doesn't go so well over the first 3 months because you're out so much and the company decides that they want to let you go because they need someone who can be there and is more committed during this time period. You'll have walked away from a pretty stable situation. And so companies, it's kind of murky with the whole discrimination thing, but I've seen someone go on maternity leave and then the company just say, you know what, don't bother coming back. You know, I've seen that happen. You know, I've seen someone who was getting ready to go out on maternity leave and the employer was like, yeah, so about your position, we're going to eliminate that. So, you know, there are different things that you would think companies would be more understanding about, but at the end of the day, the business, it's a business. Anything else you would add on this one?
I don't think so. Let us know. I'd actually be interested. This might be one that they could follow up with us on. So let us know if that was helpful and let us know maybe even the choice you'd make.
Yeah. So it looks like we have one from email. So again, if you want to email us at info@paychecksandbalances.com. Oh, almost got a little bit slow and confused there when it was a very simple thing to say. info@paychecksandbalances.com. There we go.
From S. Hi, I work in insurance. I really like insurance, but I don't really like the culture of the insurance industry. For this reason, I'm interested in possibly pursuing opportunities at insurance startups. There's one in particular that I'm interested in.
I hope it's not Zenefits. We'll talk more about that.
Expand on that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that elsewhere.
The problem is, while this firm has a website, it doesn't have a careers page. I actually haven't been able to find any openings for the company posted anywhere. I also haven't been able to find any recruiting folks on LinkedIn. I do know they're hiring folks, though, because they publicized a number of recently hired folks this week. My question is, how does startup recruiting work? And how is it different than recruiting at more mature companies? Also, given the info I've shared so far, how would you go about starting a conversation with recruiting function at, how would you go about starting a conversation with the recruiting function at the startup I've described? You guys are the bomb. Thanks.
Appreciate that. Thanks, man. Sure do like that. All right. So this question, and this is something that I'm pretty well versed in this. I feel pretty good about answering this one because I've worked at a startup, I've worked at small company, and I've worked at larger companies. So I've been able to see this in a few different places. And so one thing I'll say about startups is when they're first getting the company off of the ground, especially when they're like less than 25 employees, they usually don't have a recruiting function yet, like someone who's specifically dedicated to recruiting or even someone who may be dedicated to HR. But if there is going to be someone at the company who's dealing with the HR stuff, it's going to be the COO or an operations manager, because recruiting and HR usually falls under the operations side of the business. And so a lot of times with these small companies, they also don't have the budget for a big, robust applicant tracking system. So maybe you're just sending emails through an email address, which is ultimately the hiring manager for that role, or maybe it's the COO who's taken a first pass, or someone that he's delegated that down to. So if you go on LinkedIn, and if you say you're not finding anyone in HR or recruiting from the company, you want to look for who's in operations. Even the office manager could be the HR person there if they have one, or it could be an admin assistant who even potentially doubles as the HR person. So if you look for those types of profiles at the company, and then you read their LinkedIn profiles, and if they keep their stuff up to date, hopefully you'll be able to get a sense of who does what at that particular company. Anything you would add on that part, or any question or something that I might have missed?
It's actually just a question. Is this one of those opportunities which you would recommend? And if not, what are the pros and cons of doing this? Going old school, which I'm going to call an in-person visit since it's a new company, should she go to the company?
You mean just like walk in the door and try to talk to someone?
Yes.
Honestly, fam, I haven't seen that work positively in any candidate's favor. And I've had someone do that to me, and I thought it was weird as hell. I was just like, you just like walked in, because it's so old school that it in some ways signals that this person hasn't kept up with what the norms are for how people should approach a company about opportunities, especially in a professional and corporate setting. You know, if you're walking into some other lines of business, that's much more acceptable. But for an office job, for someone to come like walking in off the street with their resume, I don't know that that necessarily sends the best message. Now, there are people who are going to be old school, and depending on the industry, they might see value in that. But if you have time to go walking around handing out your resume, that probably means that you're not employed, and it is way more difficult to get a job when you're unemployed, even if you're qualified, than if you're already working somewhere else. And so do you want to set that type of image and that type of precedence by walking in off the street? Now, that's just my opinion. I may be wrong.
No, actually, I mean, I appreciate that. I was curious, especially because I don't have a lot of startup experience. So I was like, well, what is some ways of communicating with a company that doesn't actively have some of these electronic means for communication? So I was like, okay, maybe you might have to go and meet somebody in person. Now, I know that's frowned upon in 2016, but I was just kind of thinking outside the box. But it sounds like in this case, we should stay in the box. Yeah. The inbox, that is.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing with this, so you can reach out to the person on LinkedIn and introduce yourself. You know, if you message a few people and attach your resume, like you've got to start somewhere, you know. So thinking about that again, maybe you reach out and you say, hey, you're interested. You say a little bit about your background in the message. And then the other option is if you can figure out the person's email address. So maybe on their website, their email is posted, because there are some companies where that information is available. And if you get a good sense of who it is that might be playing that HR role there, then maybe you can email them, say you saw their information on their website, and express interest that way. And it's also going to be acceptable. But in the startup world, by far the best way that people get hired is through referrals. And I know some people are probably tired of hearing about that, referrals. But when the companies are small and they don't have time to make some of the mistakes by trying to go through a more rigorous interview process to identify someone, if they can bring in somebody whose work is vouched for, assuming that whoever is vouching for this person's work is also a solid performer, they're going to be more inclined to go with that person because someone is willing to vouch for them. Now, maybe this is where the question comes in about going in for a meeting. So maybe it's reaching out to someone there, saying that the type of positions you saw, that you're interested in the company, and seeing if there's an opportunity for an informational interview. Though, I think nowadays when people hear informational interview, they assume that the person is somehow going to be like lobbying or jockeying for a position. But there's probably a way to reach out and just say, hey, would love to learn more if there's any types of opportunities. Would love to talk about what you guys are working on. I think I have some interests that relate to these different positions, and see what you get, you know. So there's a few ways to approach, and this is going to be very common across these, whether it's a startup or a nonprofit. So the nonprofit I was at, I think that was like, you know, it was less than 100 people, and a similar type of thing. I did a lot of the HR stuff, but oftentimes it was hiring managers who were reviewing the applications first versus the recruiter or the HR function. And so, you know, maybe you reach out to someone, or maybe you see a role, or you hear about something there and you can get a sense of who the hiring manager is. You can even reach out to that person and say, hey, saw this position. Looks like it may fall under you. I would love to chat a little bit about my background. I can also send you my resume if interested, and just go from there. So
sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a couple of approaches. I know I probably said a whole lot there, but hopefully some of that made sense. And Zenefits, yeah, they're not doing too well right now, fam. So the company is spelled Zenefits.
Us into a lawsuit here, brother. I just want to see where we're being escorted into. That's all I'm at.
My
affairs in order. That's all.
We're not, man. And we'll talk about that over on TGOS, because I read something that was kind of entertaining and amusing that happened there. But it was one of those startup companies that was valued in the billions. And now they're running into all sorts of regulatory issues because they're dealing with insurance. And so there's, you know, a lot of red tape around that. So when I saw this email, I was like, huh, I wonder if he's interested in that one, because he probably won't be anymore. But yeah, so hope that's helpful, S. And so again, if you have questions you'd like to submit to us, I don't know why I said that long T like that, you can hit us up at info@paychecksandbalances.com, also anonymously via ask.fm/paybalances. So you can hit us up there. And if you try to type too long of a message, it will make you spread it over a few, which can be kind of annoying to the person writing it, and also requires a few more copies and pastes for us to be able to discuss it on the show. But looking forward to doing more of these segments. Anything else you want to add before we close out this one?
I do not believe so. Look forward to the questions.
All right, cool. So until next time, be safe. We out. Peace.